Comedy Capers.
Welcome to another edition of Comedy Capers dedicated to good intentions. They say that good intentions are made only to be broken. Well, that's true because I intend to retire at age 40 and I'm still broke. But let's set the mood of the show with a song written by a man sharing an upper berth with his wife. Stay on the right side, sisters.
Stay on the right side, sisters. Stay on the right side, sisters. Stay on the right side of the road. Look out for old man. See a great day dawning, you better heed my warning, stay on the right side of the road.
And now, thank you, boys. Now that we have our driving rules memorized, here's a girl for you. Yeah, for you, but not for me. She sticks me with a dinner check so often she calls me her after-dinner mint. Oh. Presenting for no reason I can think of, the stepchild of the Brain Trust, Sylvia Picker. Here she is, just a little girl, and she lost her check, you know, the other day, but here she is anyway, little Sylvia Picker.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry I'm late again, Mr. Post, but my intentions were good. I just told Mr. Santella that I'd never be late again.
Well, you mean Mr. Santella, don't you?
Yeah, Mr. Santella. I told him I'd never be late again.
Well, you don't mean it.
I know it, but he thinks I do.
Well, I can forgive you for being late tonight. You know, I was held up, too, on the viaduct.
What?
On the viaduct.
Oh, you sound so funny when you try to imitate Joe Penner.
Sylvia, you're just full of the devil, aren't you? But it'll never do you any good. Why don't you renounce the devil?
Renounce the devil? No, sir, I'm afraid to.
Why?
Well, I might have to spend a lot of time with him later on.
That may be right, too. But do you know what would happen if you broke one of the commandments?
Oh, sure. There'd only be 9 left.
Oh, Sylvia. You know, after a talk with you, it's hard to stick to these good intentions I have.
Oh, do you really have good intentions, Mr. Post?
Oh, certainly. Why, yesterday when a fellow said something mean about you, why, I picked a fight with him and he gave me 2 black eyes, so I quit.
Oh, that's a shame. But why don't you go back and finish the fight?
After giving me 2 black eyes?
Sure. You know, he can't give you any more.
Well, if I'd only thought in time, I'd have had him save one of those for you.
Oh, now, Mr. Post, that's no way to talk. And I was just going to invite you for a ride in my new car, too.
Oh, you have a new car, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose you mean one of those that you can't tell which end is which. Huh?
Yeah, that's the kind. And I had one of the funniest accidents in it yesterday.
Well, I don't see anything funny about an accident.
Oh, but this was, really. You see, I drove this new car into the service station. My boyfriend was with me, too, you know. And the man in the station couldn't tell which end of the car was the front and which end was the back.
Well, no, but that doesn't sound like much of an accident to me.
Oh, but it was, though. Gosh, the service station man was all confused. He put 5 gallons of gas in my rumble seat and 40 pounds of air in my boyfriend.
Well, with that new car of yours, I wouldn't be surprised to hear that you'd had other kinds of accidents, too. Maybe a collision.
A what?
A collision. That's where 2 things come together.
Oh, my sister had one of those.
What, a collision?
Yeah, where 2 things come together. She had twins.
Well, she can dish it out, but, oh, I can't take it. So while I step out and get measured for a nervous breakdown, three lovely ladies take out their old gray bonnet and put a new rhythm on it. The Rhythmettes, with a good reason why Rome wasn't built in a day. Girls. So that's why Rome wasn't built in a day. And here I thought it was because they had no chick sale. Oh, well, what's this? An empty patrol wagon just drove up and dropped a couple of nuts off the chassis. Friends, I take no responsibility for presenting...
One side, and let somebody run the can run. Well, what horribly ho, dear old playmates. This is the fireman's child.
And the visiting fireman in the flesh.
Well, my friend, your breath is familiar, but I can't place the face, I'm glad to say.
Well, Glockenspiel's the name.
From Chicago?
Milwaukee.
And St. Paul. Have you seen our new zoo?
Ah, now I have it.
What?
I saw your picture in Who's Zoo.
Oh, you're getting cagey. But tell me, can a leopard change his spats?
That's irrelevant. Where were we?
I believe we were in the zoo.
Oh, yes. How long are you in for?
Oh, just a couple of months.
A couple of months. That's my mistake.
Social?
Of course, my apologies.
Accept it.
Thank you.
Not at all. Do you mind if I throw my hip out of joint? I've got a lot of time.
No, go right ahead.
Thank you. Well, at this point, we slip you a few good intentions in driving and present a scene that could never have happened.
Our scene is a crowded street. Two men driving expensive cars approach each other. One tries to make a left turn, and the other smacks him square amidships. Both are beautiful cars, about 1 foot shorter than the state of Ohio. The scene opens with the phony left turn. We ask you, could this ever have happened?
Dear me. Looks like that was a tie.
Mm-hmm. Well. I certainly hit you a good one, didn't I?
Sure did. Got me right in the middle.
Did you see me coming?
Oh, yes. I just thought I'd see if I could beat you across, you know.
Yeah. You almost did, too.
Yeah,
yes,
I did.
Well, better luck next time.
Boy, that's marvelous. My radiators cave right in. Can you imagine that?
And look at the side of my car. The whole body is smashed.
Yes, it is. Bet your frame is broken.
Yeah, I bet it is, too. Look, bent like a hairpin.
Oh, that's marvelous. look at it. Get a hello to my windshield, will you?
Oh, boy.
Hey, look at this fender here. I fixed that, didn't I, huh? Yeah. I am the original Omar the Dent Maker. I fixed that one up all right. I'll say I did.
Some funny gag.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, look.
Huh?
Yours, too.
What do you mean?
Hey, if I touch it, I bet it'll fall off.
It did.
Yeah.
Listen, how is your motor?
Oh,
motor?
It's completely ruined.
Yeah.
And yours?
Just fell through on the pavement.
Oh, boy, it's terrific.
Boy, what an accident. I never... Look, were you going very fast?
Oh, yeah. And you?
50 at least.
By the way, how's your insurance?
This will kill you. I haven't got any.
Say, who's that in your car there?
In my car?
Yeah.
That's my wife.
Look, is she hurt?
Huh?
Is she hurt?
I don't know. She hasn't come to yet.
Marvelous. Well, I got to be getting along. You know how business is. You know how business is.
Yeah, it's lousy. Oh, it's a marvelous.
Well, here's my card. My card.
Yeah.
I'm sure glad I met you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. You know, I do a lot of driving around here, so I'm sure we'll bump into each other again.
Well, everything must come to an end, and so it is with our good intentions. But remember, you can have all the good intentions in the world, but they don't make much difference in your income tax.
Stay on the right side, sisters, stay on the right side. Sisters, stay on the right side of the road. Look out for old man Satan, he's on the wrong side. Wait and keep on the right side of the road. Once you live, take your hand, you'll never get to Hallelujah Land. I see a great day dawning, you better heed my warning, stay on the right side of the road.
Yes, sir, but we can make one good resolution, and that is to be back. Cutting comedy capers for you soon. So this is Tom Post bidding you goodbye.